just because of the number.
Between the legs, catch. Come on now.
40 seconds, though, career interception. Only one behind Angel Hall for active players. That is something special. And I know that you've been there for every single one of them, obviously. But how does it feel to say that?
I mean, it's cool, but it's hopefully it's not the last one I get. So I want to have this conversation again and not be 42. So that's just my mentality.
43 and beyond, right?
43, 44, 45. I'm cool with all that. So.
What does it say about this defense that it doesn't matter what game, someone steps up, does the big plays? You always want to stop the run first, but you get the pick six from Eric, you get the interception from you, you get two sacks from B-Rob.
Yeah, our D-line makes everybody uncomfortable back there throwing the football, so it's beneficial to everybody. There's times the quarterback's not set and he's throwing the football, and you get turnovers sometimes. So it starts with our D-line up front, and they get out to the quarterback, and we're able to cover and do our thing in the back end, so they make it easy for us. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely at our advantage. They can't communicate. Half the time, we can't communicate, so we're just looking at each other like, yo! But it's beneficial because we work with crowd noise and stuff, so it's huge when our fans are like they were today.
Did you sense they were getting a little frustrated? I mean, you guys got on so early, and they couldn't get anything offensively. Do you just sense when you got a team that's maybe got
not really team? Because they got a lot of guys that fight over there, so they haven't had the greatest season this year. And I know in the past they've had a lot of success, so they got a lot of guys that are fighting, so we just knew we had to keep playing our game, doing what we do.
And the mentality here is this is just the next step. We have the division title. We'll celebrate for a little bit, but this is just one step in the process, right?
Yeah, I mean, we've got a big game next week and a big game after that, so this is cool and everything, but obviously it's only one of our goals, so we still have goals to try to achieve.
Terrence, Teddy gave you a lot of credit for helping him stay focused and with it. How did you feel when you finally saw him take his next personal step and get in the game today?
I mean, that was awesome. Like, I had tears coming in my eyes because I know how hard he's worked, and to come back from that is humongous, and he had everybody behind him. You heard the crowd go crazy, and it's just awesome to see him out there and get some snaps. It's interesting.